overweight, with dark circles under their eyes, were huddled over their screens, keeping to themselves and eating pizza at their desks. But in the basement, the mood was downright festive. French wine, cheese, and bread were all laid out on a huge table. The printing staff laughed and joked. The atmosphere was vibrant. Whereas on the second floor, no one talked to me unless they needed something, I was always loudly welcomed when I went into the printing room. Soon, I found myself wishing for more reasons to join that joyful atmosphere. Working at the newspaper, going back and forth between these two groups, got me thinking. Here was a team of people, editors, writers, and press workers, working through the night to finish and distribute a newspaper by dawn. Yes, it's true that the two groups performed different tasks and came from different cultures, but they were both working to meet the same urgent deadline. One mistake from either group and the paper missed its morning delivery. Night after night, despite the challenges, both groups successfully completed their jobs. Yet they went about it in opposite ways. One group was stressed, burned out, and unhealthy looking. The other, happy, energetic, and thriving. I believe most of us want to be like the French press workers. We want to do a good job, and we want to enjoy doing it. Everyone wants to be successful and happy. And yet achieving these two goals has never been more elusive. Because of advances in technology, the pace of our lives is reaching overwhelming levels. Whether you're a CEO or a freelance art designer, you probably find yourself running from deadline to deadline, checking your mobile device for the latest email or text, updating your social media status, and reading up on the latest blog or news, all while planning the dinner menu, navigating traffic, and anticipating an upcoming conference call. Projects need to be completed faster and faster. With data and information readily available online, research needs to be in-depth and rigorous. Customers need better service faster, not to mention cheaper. Your boss and colleagues expect immediate responses to their messages and requests. To keep up with the demands of life, you probably sleep with your phone next to your bed. And more often than not, check email first thing in the morning and just before going to bed. You also connect with your friends via social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn, responding to incoming notifications, to that must-watch video someone sent you, and to the implicit obligation to post updates and photos to stay in touch with the world. Meanwhile, email and message inboxes fill up no matter how long or hard you work to stay on top of them. Your weekdays are an endless race to complete the never-ending to-do list before you collapse into bed exhausted, getting to sleep at a much later hour than your body would like. Your weekends aren't much better. They are likely filled with domestic errands like laundry and grocery shopping, as well as work that has spilled over from the work week. Vacations, few and far between, pack in stressful travel, visits with relatives, and maybe one or two days of extra sleep before you return to the grind. And even when you are on vacation, you find it hard to unplug from the world of work, so you check your devices to keep up with your job while sitting by the pool. We have simply accepted overextension as a way of life. We want to be good employees, so we work hard. We want to be good parents, so we try to spend more time with our kids. We want to be good spouses, so we cook meals, go to the gym, plan a date night. We want to be good friends, so we attend social activities. And we do all of this, even though we're exhausted. When the speed of our lives makes us feel stressed, drained, and overextended, we blame ourselves. After all, everyone else seems to be keeping up. To succeed, we believe we just need to hang in there and keep going, pushing past the pain, past our limits, and past our well-being. When we do succeed by rushing, straining, and keeping up, we don't necessarily feel good. We might experience a sense of relief, but that relief